Recorded Books and One Click Digital present A Long Shadow, an Inspector Ian Rutledge mystery by Charles Todd, narrated by Samuel Gillis.
Chapter 1. Dudlington, 1919. Constable Hensley walked quietly through Frith's Wood, looking left and right for some sign that others had been here before him. But the wet, matted leaves showed him nothing, and the cold sun, slanting through bare trees, was more primitive than comforting. It would be dark soon enough. The light never lasted this time of year, unlike the gloriously bright evenings of summer, when it seemed to linger as if unaware of dusk creeping toward it. And one particular summer evening. He came to the end of the wood and turned to retrace his steps to the small clearing where he'd left his bicycle. Halfway there, he could have sworn he heard someone moving behind him, a soft step barely audible, but his ears were attuned to the lightest sound. Wheeling about, he scanned the trees around him, but there was no one to be seen through the tangle of undergrowth and trunks. No one living. Imagination, he told himself. Nerves, a small voice in his head countered, and he shivered in spite of himself. After a moment he went hurrying on, not looking back again until he'd retrieved his bicycle and mounted it. Then he scanned Frith's Wood a final time, wondering how a place so small could appear to be so gloomy and somehow threatening even in winter. The Saxons, so it was said, had beheaded men here once long ago.